Chapter 4. The Sinister Trap. Smoking is the most subtle, sinister trap that man and nature have combined to devise. What gets us into it in the first place? The thousands of adults who are already doing it? They even warn us that it's a filthy, disgusting habit that will eventually destroy us and cost us a fortune. But we can't believe that they are not enjoying it. One of the many pathetic aspects of smoking is how hard we have to work in order to become hooked. It's the only trap in nature which has no lure, no piece of cheese. The thing that springs the trap is not that cigarettes taste so marvellous, it's that they taste so awful. If that first cigarette tasted marvellous, alarm bells would ring, and as intelligent human beings, we could then understand why half the adult population was systematically paying through the nose to poison itself. But because that first cigarette tastes awful, our young minds are reassured that we will never become hooked, and we think that because we're not enjoying them, we can stop whenever we want to. It is the only drug in nature that prevents you from achieving your aim. Boys usually start because they want to appear tough. It's the Humphrey Bogart, Clint Eastwood image. The last thing you feel with the first cigarette is tough. You dare not inhale, and if you have too many, you start to feel dizzy, then sick. All you want to do is get away from the other boys and throw the filthy things away. With women, the aim is to be the sophisticated modern young lady. We've all seen them taking little puffs on a cigarette, looking absolutely ridiculous. By the time the boys have learnt to look tough and the girls have learnt to look sophisticated, they wish they'd never started in the first place. I wonder whether women ever look sophisticated when they smoke, or whether this is a figment of our imaginations created by cigarette adverts. It seems to me that there's no intermediary stage between the obvious learner and fag-ash Lil. We then spend the rest of our lives trying to explain to ourselves why we do it, telling our children not to get caught, and at odd times trying to escape ourselves. The trap is so designed that we try to stop only when we have stress in our lives, whether it be health, shortage of money, or just plain being made to feel like a leper. As soon as we stop, we have more stress, the fearful withdrawal pangs of nicotine. And the thing that we rely on to relieve stress, our old prop, the cigarette, we now must do without. After a few days of torture, we decide that we've picked the wrong time. We must wait for a period without stress, and as soon as that arrives, the reason for stopping vanishes. Of course, that period will never arrive, because in the first place, we think that our lives tend to become more and more stressful. As we leave the protection of our parents, the natural process is setting up home, mortgages, babies, more responsible jobs, and so forth. This is also an illusion. The truth is that the most stressful periods for any creature are early childhood and adolescence. We tend to confuse responsibility with stress. Smokers' lives automatically become more stressful because tobacco does not relax you or relieve stress, as society tries to make you believe. Just the reverse. It actually causes you to become more nervous and stressed. Even those smokers who kick the habit, most do one or more times during their lives, can lead perfectly happy lives yet suddenly become hooked again. The whole business of smoking is like wandering into a giant maze. As soon as we enter the maze, our minds become misted and clouded, and we spend the rest of our lives trying to escape. Many of us eventually do, only to find that we get trapped again at a later date. I spent 33 years trying to escape from that maze. Like all smokers, I couldn't understand it. However, due to a combination of unusual circumstances, none of which reflect any credit on me, I wanted to know why previously it had been so desperately difficult to stop, and yet, when I finally did, it was not only easy, but enjoyable. Since stopping smoking, my hobby, and later my profession, has been to resolve the many conundrums associated with smoking. It's a complex and fascinating puzzle, and like the Rubik's Cube, practically impossible to solve. However, like all complicated puzzles, if you know the solution, it is easy. I have the solution to stopping smoking easily. I will lead you out of the maze and ensure that you never wander into it again. All you have to do is follow the instructions. If you take a wrong turn, the rest of the instructions will be pointless. Let me emphasize that anybody can find it easy to stop smoking. But first, we need to establish the facts. No, I don't mean the scare facts. I know you are already aware of them. There is already enough information on the evils of smoking. If that was going to stop you, you would already have stopped. I mean, why do we find it difficult to stop? In order to answer this question, we need to know the real reason why we are still smoking. End of CD 1.